VE Day plus 350. The National Broadcasting Company makes its facilities available for a special program, VE Day plus 350. In behalf of the United Jewish Appeal for Refugees, Overseas Needs, and Palestine, featuring Quentin Reynolds, noted foreign correspondent, and Mady Christians, distinguished star of stage and screen in an original radio play. The Honorable Henry Morgenthau, Jr. will be heard in a brief address. The United Jewish Appeal provides the funds for a worldwide program of relief, rehabilitation, and resettlement of the 1,400,000 Jewish survivors of Hitlerism. The constituent agencies of the United Jewish Appeal which carry on this humanitarian effort are the Joint Distribution Committee, the United Palestine Appeal, and the National Refugee Service.
Good evening. This is Quentin Reynolds reporting. Today is VE Day plus 350. 350 days since we smashed the Nazis into submission. In those 350 days since VE Day, peace has come to America. And with it, the opportunity for a lasting peace this time. But as we look around the world, what do we find? The gaping wounds of war are still bleeding. Yes, and the casualties are still mounting. Europe has been ripped by a giant rake, leaving wreckage and ruins everywhere. In the backwash of war came famine and pestilence, homelessness and new hates that may breed the next war.
We do not weep for the dead. They're beyond help. We weep for the living, lest the breath go out of them before help reaches them.
Amid the rubble and the ruin that is Europe today, I've seen huddled together a handful of homeless, rootless, despairing Jews. They were soldiers, too. Soldiers without weapons. I walked through the muck and the mire of Hitler's inferno. I saw the victims, the dead and the living dead. And I smelled the foul, indescribable stench of the death factories. Here is the roll call.
Majdanek, Auschwitz, Dachau, Buchenwald, Bergen-Belsen.
The graveyards of 6 million Jews, soldiers of democracy. 6 out of 7 Jews perished in Europe, and more are still dying. Cut down by Hitler's rear guard, hunger, homelessness, despair, and disease. On VE Day plus 350, there is still the grim danger that our inaction may finish Hitler's job of extermination. On VE Day plus 350, there are 100,000 Jews in displaced persons camps, prisons without bars.
I lived through the battle of the Warsaw Ghetto. We fought them off for 53 days. Finally, they smashed us with tanks, with flamethrowers, with bombs. A few of us escaped, out of thousands. And now I am here, a displaced person.
I tried to go back to my old home. When I got there, they drove me out. So here I am again. Is this camp the only place in the world where I can be safe?
Has the world forgotten us? There are only a few of us left. Must we, too, share the fate of our martyred brothers now that peace has come?
That is what I heard in Bergen-Belsen, liberated 1 year ago on the day that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was buried. Today, VE Day plus 350, 10,000 homeless Jews remain in these barracks of grim memories.
My name is Rachel. Once there were 6 of us. We lived in Vienna. My father was an engineer. My mother took care of our home. My older sister and her husband lived with us. I had a young brother. Have you ever dreamed to the tune of a Viennese waltz? Is it possible that we once did such a thing? We had music in our concentration camp, too. The dirge of death. What happened to my family, don't you know? They're all gone. Murdered by the Nazis. The war is over. I'm the only one left. But I'm still in the same camp where the Nazis kept me. How long must I stay here? I have no family, no home. I cannot go back to the country where my people were murdered. Where shall I go?
Don't lose hope, Rachel. There are people who want you. They will rescue you. Help is coming from America to keep you and the others alive. Food, clothing, and shelter will reach you. Let me take you to a JDC farm school in Holland, where thousands of young people like you are preparing for life in a free land.
We dance the horror to this tune. It's the dance of the Palestine pioneers. We dance it after school, after work. I'm living again. There's health and there's hope. I'm learning all about farming, gardens, vineyards, livestock, poultry. There are many of us here from Austria, Romania, Poland, France, Hungary, Holland, and Belgium. We are training to become pioneers in Palestine. That is the land we are dreaming of. The promised land of our ancestors. There we'll be able to forget what our eyes have seen, what our bodies have suffered, what our souls have sorrowed. But it is too much hope. Too much hope for me. All of us yearn to go there, but there are many obstacles, and I'm not sure that I shall be one of the lucky ones.
Courage, Rachel. Your friends in America will not forsake you. Tens of thousands have already been helped to go to Palestine.
Attention, land off the port bow.
Is it really true? We are nearing the port of Haifa. I'm afraid I shall wake up and find myself back in Bergen-Belsen. But no, this is no dream. I can see the faint outlines of the hills of Lebanon. And in my eyes, I can see the crowds at the dock waiting to welcome us. Here in this world, in this new land, I shall work as never before. We will till the soil. We will share the fruits of our labor and our learning with all the peoples of the world. But my heart sinks when I think of those who are not as lucky as I am.
True that many will be left behind. It will be our job to keep their hope alive and give them a new start in other lands. For example, there will be a welcome for thousands right here in our own United States. The first of these displaced persons will arrive next month under the regular immigration quotas. Preparations have already been made to receive them and give them a new life here. These are the day-to-day problems of the United Jewish Appeal. To care for those who find a haven in the United States. To provide for those who go to Palestine. To sustain the lives and hopes of those who remain in Europe. Many thousands have been saved. But what of the hundreds of thousands in Europe that still have to be helped? I can't forget the voice of the man in Bergen-Belsen.
Has the world forgotten us? There are only a few of us left. Must we too share the fate of our martyred brothers?
And now we present the Honorable Henry Morgenthau, Jr., former Secretary of the Treasury.
In a few days, we shall celebrate the first anniversary of VE Day. We shall recapture some of the exaltation and joy which greeted the Allied victory over hate, intolerance, cruelty, and all the other aspects of Nazism. There'll be many ceremonies, parades, and I fear, banquets. We will recall with justifiable pride the decisive role which America played in saving the world from slavery and destruction. But before we congratulate ourselves, let us look across the Atlantic and see what victory is achieved for civilization. 1 year after victory, a war of survival is still being fought in Europe. The armies have left the battlefield, but in their place stand millions of human beings desperately seeking to defend themselves against the forces of hunger, disease, homelessness, and hate. 1 year after victory, human beings are still dying of starvation. 1 year after victory, human beings are still cringing in fear. 1 year after victory, human beings are still struggling to escape the poison of Nazism that rises over Hitler's grave to pollute the atmosphere and stain the good name of the world. Millions died in Hitler's death house. Millions suffered in his torture chambers. But no people suffered so much as the Jews. The 6 million who died in the crematories and gas chambers were victims of a crime against humanity too vast for the human mind to comprehend. The mass graves of the Jewish martyrs are scattered over the face of war-ravaged Europe. Of the Jews who fell into Hitler's clutches, only 1,400,000 survive. The children were the first and most ruthlessly hunted victims. Only 1 out of 10 Jewish youngsters remains alive today. Has 1 year of liberation brought these survivors the freedom and the security which they longed and hoped for? The answer can be found in recent incidents in Austria and other parts of Europe. It is unbelievable, but it is true, that 1 year after liberation, long after the destruction of the Nazi death sentences, the horrifying cry of "to the gas chambers" can still be heard in public. Governments have been unable to cope with the anti-Semitism planted and cultivated by the Nazis. Men and women seeking to return to their own homes have been driven away by demonstrations of hatred. The situation of the Jewish survivors in Europe is tragic beyond description. They are in desperate physical need. Despair is depleting their spiritual strength. Many thousands of them plead for a place that they can call home. Large numbers of them turning longingly towards Palestine as the one land that can deliver them for all time from the fears and anxieties of wandering and oppression. Others with relatives and friends in the United States want to come here in accordance with President Truman's directive to facilitate the immigration of displaced persons. To assist both these groups and all the others, an unparalleled task in human reconstruction must be carried on. We seek to do it through the $100 million campaign of the United Jewish Appeal for Refugees, Overseas Needs, and Palestine. The problem of saving the remnants of European Jewry is one of the most urgent questions facing the architects of the New World. The foundations of the structure of the world of tomorrow will be as sound as its provisions for homeless and oppressed minorities. Because of its purposes are so closely linked with the attainment of true justice and human liberty for all mankind, the United Jewish Appeal deserves the support of every American.
Thank you, Mr. Morgenthau. You have heard V.E. Day Plus 350, a special broadcast featuring Quentin Reynolds and Mady Christians, presented in behalf of the United Jewish Appeal for Refugees, Overseas Needs, and Palestine. Copies of the talk by the Honorable Henry Morgenthau or the original dramatization heard on this program may be obtained by writing to the United Jewish Appeal at 342 Madison Avenue, New York. The Dance of the Palestine Pioneers appears in Songs of Zion, compiled by Harry Coopersmith. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.